This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Scott Hostler talking to all the players, because it wasn't just Ramos. He talked to the Logan Webbs of the world, all these other players. But Ramos had the hot quote, and this is it. Quote, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person he is, Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean that he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now, it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. That was Elliot Ramos talking to Scott Hostler of the San Francisco Chronicle. Does Ramos have a point, or just using the word fans, is that taking it too far? Whenever you go with the fans as a professional athlete, Joe, you have got to be very careful. Because there's no coming back from going out of fan base that has, as I mentioned, shown up for you time in and time out the season during an absolute horrific stretch the last 2 months, Joe, where this team has been god-awful. They're still selling out Oracle Park. They're still showing up. Even when the product has been god-awful, even when guys like Elliot Ramos are throwing scud missiles into the ground, when he doesn't know what an infield fly rule is, they're supporting him. And now he's coming at us, the fans? I understand that fans were frustrated yesterday. Now, he did clarify his comments, and maybe he was told within the organization about it, but I understand fans being upset. Your retort to that would be what?
My retort? Why are we so soft? Just because he said fans? Not talking about you. Not talking about me. He's talking about the psychotic, crazy lunatics online that are always going to be there, that are the anonymous accounts that spew hate. Now, are we frustrated? Of course. This reminds me of my favorite quote of all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The NCAA was so mad at UCLA and North Carolina for cheating, they suspended Louisiana Monroe. You know what I mean? Like, right. We're so mad at freaking Bob Melvin. We're just going to you said fans? You have to be talking about me. I'm coming at you, Ramos. Like, I'm listening to the boss make his pitch about why anything referencing the fans, I'm going to be sensitive about. Stop being a bunch of San Francisco Karens. I mean, my God. I can't believe it.
This isn't San Francisco inclusive.
I'm talking about San Francisco Giants fans. I'm taking the San Francisco Giants fans and saying, stop being San Francisco Karen fans.
Well, because if Ramos did this in, let's say, New York, he would be getting absolutely destroyed and eviscerated. Just using the word fans, if this was Philadelphia, if this was Boston, if this was any major market, Chicago Cubs, like, he'd be getting crushed right now. And I guess in the San Francisco media sense, from the caller perspective yesterday, he kind of got crushed, if you will. But even then, it doesn't feel like it's, you know, we're totally crucifying the guy. We're just saying, hey, the fans have supported you in some bad baseball the last couple months, Elliot.
I think that's a misnomer. I actually think it's a misnomer. This thing that the East Coast is more diehard. You tell me.
I never said they were more diehard. I said they'd be crushing him. I would have seen it on New York Post already.
Forget the media outlets for a second, Joe.
Well, it's hard to. That's why we're talking about this. We're literally talking about this because
journalism does not exist the way that you think it does anymore. You know what does? Instagram and TikTok and all that. And you tell me, when you go online, does the Bay Area sports fan voice their concerns and their issues on their teams? It feels like Jonathan Kuminga generates a ton of buzz around the country.
Of course. Again, I got this quote from a media outlet from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah, I know. And who ran with it? Not the other media outlets, even though we talked about it. The fans went berserk.
Yeah.
I think this misnomer that the New York fan, they just care more. BS.
I never
Niner
said they
fans
care more.
Lost their minds on Brandon Ayuk and wanted to run him out of town. Okay? Lost their minds. We've lost our minds about Jordan Poole. We've lost our minds about Kuminga. I think the Bay Area sports fan is as rabid and insane. And I think that, for example,
who's
Elliot Ramos and Casey Schmidt, a lot of these guys are getting bombarded with negativity. And so when they say fan out there, they're just talking about like the online presence of negativity. And I do think that it's overwhelming in this market.
I do think when you say fans are going to be fans who can't do nothing about that, you're poo-pooing fans in general. It's like, fans are going to fan. That's kind of how like people perceived it. Now, it's a quote, so I don't know how we actually said it. I'm just telling you, Joe, how it comes off and how people and fans perceive it. And they felt
ticked
off.
If you feel that way, I think you're being extra sensitive. That's my personal opinion. I think you're being extremely sensitive.
Of course,
and
it's a sensitive time. People are pissed off. Their fans are sensitive right now.
But what are we mad at? We're mad at Ramos?
We're mad at the team sucking and Ramos throwing it into the ground.
So we're not mad at the messenger. We're not mad at the messenger. We're frustrated with the results. That's what we are.
But we're also kind of mad at the messenger who's kind of sucked the last couple months, honestly. So Ramos has not been good the last few months. He just hasn't.
No, he's had some bad mistakes, but Joe, he's also been one of your better hitters since the All-Star break.
Which isn't saying like too much.
That's facts. Like these are facts. Like let's deal in reality. He leads the team in hits. He plays every single day. He hasn't hit a lot of home runs in the second half, but he's been a highly productive player for you. Like, yeah, he's frustrated me with some base running and some defensive gaffes that have been all over the place. There's no doubt about it. That being said, on this team, he's arguably your second or best everyday player. Like, those are the facts.
Richie is in Queens, wants to join in on the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. Elliot Ramos's comments on the fans going to be fans and we can't do nothing about it. Is that fair or foul? Richie, what's going on, man?
Hey, boys, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, real quick, you touched on football. I'm going to the Giant Niner game, so just as a little, I go to one game a year, so I look forward to that. As far as the baseball comments, look, in reality, what he should have said is, don't lay it on the manager, we stink.
Yeah.
At this point in time. When you touch the fans, the old adage, and I've seen that for years, you can't win. And I think of all the people and how bad he's been at times and some of the most egregious plays I've ever seen, and the fans back him. I watch every game. There's been no booing, and it is a little bit more egregious sometimes. I disagree with the comment about if it's New York, they're going to put it on the front page. That's what they did to Baez. That's what they did to Lindor, and he got a lot of grief. So if the fans are a little upset in an epic, epic collapse, you know, you live with it. And he hasn't earned the right to say that, anything about the fans. He just hasn't. because I don't think he's been abused at all. And like I said, I've seen three or four plays that he's made that are just incredibly bad, and they've backed him. So, but on the other side, get out of it. It's not the end of the world. He came out and said, look, my family, I walk down the street. They're great with me. They respect me. And whether management told him, because I don't remember in all the years I'm watching that, you know, the guys, I don't remember that many incidents where, you know, fans had a real major problem with one of the good players. So it could have been his own. Maybe he thought about it. Or he was told, you've got to clear this up. So move on. It's over. I've seen a lot worse. So I just think it, you know, you don't touch the fan base. You just never win that way.
Thanks, Richie. It's Richie.
You know, you probably ended up being right. I just look at it as a young player who, again, this isn't him holding court in the middle of the clubhouse with a bunch of reporters all there and everything is on camera and on the record. That to me, I delineate a difference. Now, other people may not. I know, you know, you made a point during the break, like, well, if this was on a podcast, would we have viewed
Correct.
It differently?
Correct. And I do think that matters because we're just reading a quote, Joe. And you take a quote. And you, in your mind, you're going to perceive, everyone's going to read it differently. Their own inner monologue is going to be different, right?
Sure.
So when the quote I see here saying, but fans are going to be fans, we can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, but I think it would have hit way harder for me if he's in a scrum and there's a bunch of people that say, you know, fans are going to fan. And I could hear the tone and I could see the body language. I would be like, all right, you know, there we go. This to me, how it lands in my lap is, yeah, he's having a conversation. Oscar's going around the room talking to different guys. You know, he doesn't know where this is going. And he's just talking. It's the end. It's the dog days of August. I'm not triggered by it. And I'm kind of disappointed that Giants fans are triggered by it.
Brought to you by Golden State, Sir and the Bear. For three generations, when you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Jordan in Walnut Creek also wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What's up, Jordan? You're on the morning
roast.
Jordan.
What's happening, guys? I'm just really bummed out about Julio Ramos. He's here complaining about the fan base. The guy's spiking the ball like Rob Gronkowski in the end zone. Like, he needs to get better. The Giants need to get better. He can't accept criticism. Get off the field. I mean, I love Bob Melvin. I love the Giants. But let's be real and face reality in its face. That's all I got.
Let's face reality in its face. I actually love that. That's Jordan in Walnut Creek. Richie and Queen said something interesting, though, and Jordan's kind of doubling down on that. Earning the right to talk about the fan base. And I do think this is an interesting conversation because you even referenced it. I referenced it in the break. Like, Draymond Green talks about the fans all the time in his podcasts, right? The great Draymond Green show.
Clay.
You know, Steph even mentions Steph, Twitter fingers. Like, these guys mention it.
But those are legends.
But those are made. That's exactly what I was getting to. Those are made guys. Elliot Ramos isn't a made guy yet.
Javon Kinlaw talked about fans.
He did. He wasn't a made guy. And I don't think it, you know, we perceive Javon Kinlaw saying it. Like, maybe he's just being such an imposing figure. Fans are just like, okay. But Elliot Ramos earning the right to speak about a fan base. What do you make of that? Like, players having to earn the right to talk about it.
I didn't.
I'm just asking the question.
I know. I just think that we're just. I get where you're coming from. We are looking so deep into something that I don't think is that deep.
For fans,
mad. I personally don't think any of his statement was that deep. Sam, I want to ask you a question because you're in these scrums.
Orange
I think this
black,
is really important.
Rap.
I think this is important in the context. What's that?
Orange and black. We can rap. Plug
the
show.
Give the plug.
My bad. Come on.
Okay. When Scott Osler is going to write an article like this, when is he approaching these guys, and what do you think the set? It could be a variety of them. So lay out how, because I interpret a difference between I'm standing at a scrum, there's six or seven different people there, all with their phones out, asking me a question, and I know whatever I say is going to be picked up by all of them versus you and me are talking. How did Scott Osler probably go about writing this article?
So in one like this, so as I've mentioned before, usually about 3 hours before the game, there is an hour period where the clubhouse is open for all media members to go in and interact with players. Sometimes there are full-on scrums. So, for example, when Drew Gilbert arrived, everyone crowded around his locker to interview Drew Gilbert. Hey, how are you? What do you like to play? Blah, blah, blah. You can also do a thing where you just kind of go up and talk to players one-on-one. So sometimes, like, you know, the other day I went up and just kind of, you know, was chatting with Landon Roop. Hey, how's your arm? Blah, 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 stuff like that. So you can do these one-on-ones as well. So in his case, like was what Scott was probably doing, I did see him in the clubhouse on Saturday. He was doing the solo thing where he just went up, hey, can I chat with you for a couple minutes? And then they chat for a little bit and then everyone goes their separate ways. So what I'm guessing happened is Scott was making his rounds, chatting with a couple guys in the clubhouse, and he probably had an angle because he is a columnist. So if he is at the games, then the Chronicle probably wants him to go for a specific reason, whereas sure. The beat writers are there every game. The columnist, you know, sometimes he has to go to the Niner game, sometimes he has to go to a Cal game, sometimes it's a Giants game. So my guess is, you know, the Chronicle said, hey, go to the ballpark. We want to hear how people feel about Bob Melvin. So he goes into the clubhouse. He finds a couple of the team leaders, which is what you would want to do in this situation. I saw Logan Webb was in that article. I saw him talking to Logan and obviously Elliot too. And he just went up to him, I'm assuming, and said, hey, can we have a conversation here? And then that's where that came from. So this wasn't said in a big old scrum. This was one of the one-on-one type interviews.
Okay. The way I interpreted it, where it would be different had he stood at a scrum and, you know, and he's getting dressed or whatever. And he's like, you know, the fans, they just don't know. Like, to me, they're different. Is it different for you?
I think so a little bit because it's a little bit more, I would say, just conversational, I guess.
Yeah.
When you're chatting one on one with a player. It's also different when you're chatting one-on-one when you're not recording either. Mm. You can be a little bit more open in that sense as well. But
that's a good point.
I do kind of wonder, and maybe this might be a good question to ask actual players, like when you're in a scrum versus one-on-one, like when you're in a scrum, you got all these people around you and you're really kind of packed in there. You don't have any space to move. I do kind of wonder if when you got everyone kind of talking at you, if your answers are a little bit different versus a one-on-one conversation. That I don't know about. I feel like you'd have to kind of ask the players themselves how they approach those different interview situations.
That's a good point. Thank you for clarifying that. I think that we're so, just as a fan base, the Giants fans, and myself included, we're so angry. And we're so pissed and we're so frustrated. Any little thing, we are just going to blow up and just crush that individual.
Well,
and I'm like, come on, guys. Ramos.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
And I'm not saying that Ramos, you know, probably shouldn't have said fans not once but twice. I just don't think that he was trying to crush the fans. That's not how I interpreted it. And I don't think that he knew it was going to, you know, take off the way that he did and interpreted the way that he did. And I think it's being interpreted a little over the top. That's my personal opinion.
All right. From the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line, people go to Giants games when they are bad because the ballpark is an experience in itself. Versus going to the Niners, the whole experience is the game itself. The difference between when a Niners team is bad, fans not showing up in baseball, which there is some credence to that. It is literally one of the most beautiful ballparks, if not the most beautiful ballpark in all of America. So yes, that is true. But even in the years past, like, people weren't showing up just for the ballpark. So there is something that's shifted this year in particular, I believe. That being the team, that being the direction, no Farhan, feels a little bit nuanced, but something has definitely changed this year. I just, you know, when I'm reading the comments, and I understand fans that are upset, the Jordan Walnut Creeks, the Richie and Queens, when they felt like, hey, this guy hasn't made his bones totally with our organization yet. Please don't talk about the fans. It is just a losing battle in general, Joe.
I would agree there.
Whenever you bring up the word fans as a player, unless it's positive, like then it's a losing battle. Like Matt Chapman, I think I have a quote right here. Or I did have the quote. I think it just got replaced. It's okay. But he talked about it. Actually, I can read it out to everyone. But he said it, you know, on Sunday after the home crowd on Friday, Chapman was talking about it. He said, quote, obviously, we haven't been able to get much going, especially at home, and I feel bad for our fans because they come out here and they support us every single night. They pay their own money to see to come and see us, and we haven't been playing good baseball for them. Regardless if we win or lose, they stay all game. It's packed. Everybody here feels that. We want to win for a million reasons, with the fans being one of them. See, that's fine. You only could talk about the fans in a positive angle, though. Like, we always want to win for them, win for them, win for them. And then you got guys like Ramos defending his manager from the fans. It comes off different. But I understand both sides of it. So
say the quote again.
Which one? From Matt Chapman?
No, from Ramos, please.
Okay, Ramos, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person
he is. Okay, stop right there. Yeah. Outside people don't know anything. Media and fans. Keep going.
And
that's the way I interpreted
well,
that.
That feels like a shot if I'm a fan. It's like, you guys don't know anything. Yeah, what do you know? You're fans.
But I'll add on to it. There is some truth to that because I've said show before, we're in there for an hour.
Totally
we
agree.
Only see so much. There's
Thank
certain
you.
Areas we
I
can't run off to. So
totally
even as
agree.
Media people, there are things that are happening that we don't see. I've been very open that there are a lot of things going on down there that I am not seeing.
So great. But when you say outside people don't know anything, you're basically saying we're just stupid.
Well, you're saying
that's
exactly.
I think you're interpreting
no,
that
but
little.
That's how a lot
this is where
of people
think,
perceive
no, this is
that.
Where I think, you know, speaking in multiple languages. What?
I hear you on the multiple languages thing, but also when you start off your quote by saying outside people don't know anything.
Well, what if he said
he's fully cognizant of what he is saying?
Yeah,
he's fully understanding
that.
Of what he is saying.
I
right
think
there.
You're looking to be triggered. Then I think that's
I'm not
ridiculous.
Looking, I'm just,
I mean,
no, fans are yes, fans
hey,
are looking
man,
to be triggered.
We're on the inside. You're on the outside. You guys only know a fraction of what we know. How is that any different from what he just said?
Well, it's much different. He just literally said outside
people
don't know
anything. Yeah, because I said it in a different, more eloquent way. Like, so it was a little more crude. So what? This is where I think we just, my God, people, we gotta stop being so Karen-like. It's honestly making me angry. How the sports and competition, be tough. The second you say something that I think I could get a little sensitive on, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well,
come on.
That's where we're at in society.
Come on.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco.
What is good? Have any of you ever competed at anything in your life?
In Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laugh Among Studios. I compete every day to get that legal off in time. I have the quote from Matt Chapman now. Do you want to hear it? He feels bad for the fans.
Yeah, you know, it has been a rough stretch. Obviously, we haven't been able to get much going, especially at home. And I feel bad for our fans because they come out here and they support us every single night. You know, they pay their own money to come see us, and we haven't been playing good baseball for them. And regardless if we win or lose, they stay all game. It's packed. So, you know, everybody here feels it. We want to win for a million reasons, and the fans being one of them. You know, so I think that... You know, I kind of got sidetracked there, rambling there about the fans, but you know, it has been a tough. It's been a tough stretch, and you know, the good thing is the people that are in front of us haven't pulled away. I mean, if you look at the standings, we're still 5 games out of the wild card. There's still a lot of baseball left. We play a lot of the teams in front of us, so you know, regardless of whatever's happened, there's still a lot of important games coming up, and we can still do something special. So. There's belief in this clubhouse. You know, we haven't been playing well. It sucks to lose. It's not fun when you lose a lot, and you feel like you've kind of missed some opportunities. But I think that everybody here still understands that, you know, we still have a chance, and there's still a lot of games left, and we can still do something special this season, and there's no reason for us not to go out there every single night and, you know, have that mindset.
And that was Matt Chapman over the last weekend. Obviously, Chapman getting shut down with a soreness in his hand that he injured a few months ago. I'm not here to say that Elliot Ramos is taking the fan base for granted right now when it comes to all these people showing up to the game, but guys like Matt Chapman and people and players that have played for multiple teams and teams where the fans didn't show up, i.e. Oakland, California, where Matt Chapman played a majority of his career, I think that gives a guy like him a little bit more perspective, and he does feel bad for the fans because he's been in situations where fans don't show up. Now, it was
we
a different
don't
situation.
Know how Ramos
no,
feels.
I Joe, did you listen to what I just said?
Yeah, I know,
I'm saying Chapman's been in the league a lot longer than Elliot Ramos has as a major leaguer, so his perspective on fan bases is different and more nuanced.
Maybe
he's played on
maybe,
multiple
but
organizations.
Ramos has also played in AAA and AA for years, where there's no one at the games as well. So we don't know
what
his path
leagues.
Is.
That's not the major.
You can't speak on Ramos's path to the bigs. I don't think that's.
I never
fair.
Said it was path to the bigs. I said it's his time in the bigs, which is different.
Yeah,
he's
but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have perspective. That
he
doesn't think that the fans that he can't be appreciative. We don't know that.
I'm saying a guy like Matt Chapman. Is
Matt
much
Chapman's
more-
getting paid $150 million. I don't want to hear from Matt Chapman, quite frankly. I disagree with your point.
That's
because he played for the A's. He understands how important it is to have fans in the stadium. These guys that play in the minor leagues play in front of nobody, too. You know, like
it's
Ramos-
the minor leagues. You just said it. No one goes to minor league games. No one cares about minor league games.
You can't be a... So because you played in front of ballparks where it's completely empty, you can't be appreciative of going to the bigs and playing on the grandest
of
stage?
I said Matt Chapman's more appreciative of the fan base.
I can make an argument that Matt Chapman's more numb to it because he's been in the bigs for longer. So, like, I think it goes both ways. We don't know how Ramos feels.
You know how I feel about the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury tonight at 7 o'clock? I feel great about it. And Brian Balding will be joining us next segment, by the way. We can ask Baldy about the fans. And you can hear the Valkyries game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.